Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 138, Vitamin G and the Power of Earthing.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. Were you aware that you have an electric personality? Well, you do. In fact, all of us humans are bioelectrical beings, and we're living on an electrical planet. It's amazing, and for centuries, our ancestors walked, slept, and stood with the skin of their bodies touching the skin of the earth. And while they didn't know it at the time, this contact with the earth was and is an important and vital aspect of human health. Recent discoveries have shown that this contact provides tremendous physiological shifts towards a healthier, disease-free body. On today's show, you'll discover how direct contact with the earth provides the body with a lost electrical signal that reduces pain, increases blood flow, and restores your natural energy. Why earthing may be the biggest health discovery of all time, and how you can reconnect and benefit from the energy that's all around us.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So what is earthing? Well, earthing, which is also known as grounding or vitamin G, is about reconnecting with the earth, and it's getting back to that skin-to-skin contact we talked about earlier. In our modern world, we've become very disconnected. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you literally walked outside in your bare feet? I mean, if you're like me, generally you have shoes on or sneakers or something that is insulating you from actually touching the ground. Being grounded to the earth provides health benefits by neutralizing positively charged and destructive free radicals, which are involved in chronic inflammation in the body. It's like a huge free source of antioxidants readily available anytime. Even though this incredible force of nature is as old as the earth itself, it wasn't until 1998 that scientists really began to understand the tremendous health benefits involved with grounding.
The result of Clint Ober's research is something called earthing, a way of reconnecting to the earth's energy.
In everything that I have been researching over the last 13 years, earthing is the one that stands out because it is so simple. Everyone can do it. All you need to do is either take your shoes off and go barefoot outside or use an earthing product, and especially while you sleep.
Now, to be clear, it really wasn't even a scientist who discovered it. It was a retired telecommunications guy who got the ball rolling. So the story goes that Clint Ober was sitting on a park bench watching people walk around and started focusing on their shoes. And he started thinking about how the rubber soles of the shoes were preventing us from connecting with the earth. And he knew, because of his telecommunications background, how important it is to ground electrical systems in order to protect them. And he started wondering if there were benefits for humans in terms of being grounded too. So he did some simple experimentation on himself and then on other people, and he found that there were benefits to reconnecting with the earth. He found a decrease in pain, he found improved sleep, better blood flow. So he began working with scientists, biophysicists, and electrophysiologists and developed the first earthing systems people could use indoors to stay grounded. So how does this work? Well, most of us have a deficiency of electrons in our body. But it wasn't always the case. I mean, even when people began sleeping on animal hides and wearing footwear made of leather, they were still connected with the earth. It wasn't until we began wearing rubber-soled shoes and sleeping on raised beds that we became so disconnected. When we are connected to the earth, we have access to an abundant supply of electrons, and these electrons stabilize our internal electrical body systems. So the earth is like this big battery, and it's constantly being recharged by solar radiation from the sun, thousands of lightning strikes that happen all over the globe, and heat from the center of the earth. So based on that, the Earth emanates these negative charges, which sound bad, but they're actually are really good. So many of the disturbances that happen inside of us, like pain and disease, are caused by inflammation. And inflammation is caused by positively charged molecules known as free radicals. So when we're in contact with the Earth, negatively charged electrons are absorbed into the body, which reduce free radicals and inflammation. So we've heard a lot about inflammation in recent years because it's been shown to be a prime trigger in a lot of really serious diseases and health issues that people are facing. Things like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, arthritis, Alzheimer's, and even cancer. So because earthing appears to neutralize free radicals and reduce inflammation, scientists feel that this could be one of the most important recent discoveries for new medical research. In fact, earthing may also be a good strategy for anyone interested in anti-aging. The Earthing Institute says that while more studies need to be done, a prominent medical theory states that one of the causes of general deterioration during aging is free radical damage, technically known as oxidative stress, which results in injury to cells. Since earthing greatly reduces oxidative stress and inflammation, it's expected to increase life expectancy and improve health. So how do you do it? Well, this is the best part. Earthing is free and anybody can do it. The best way to connect is to literally go outside and sit, stand, or walk on the ground, no shoes of course, for 30 minutes. If the ground is damp or wet, it's even better because it's more conductive. Now, one of the most astonishing things about earthing is that the change in your body happens almost immediately. It's even been measured by scientists. If you can't get outside, it's possible to sleep with a grounding sheet or work at your desk with a grounding mat on the floor, which give you the same beneficial contact with the earth. Now, if you are someone who's in good health and you don't have any sleep issues, you might not feel a significant difference. However, grounding will help you preserve your good health. I'll have a link in the show notes to a great article from the Earthing Institute on how to get started earthing. So what do you think? Are you skeptical? If you are, here's a challenge for you. Go outside and sit, stand, or walk barefoot on the grass, sand, dirt, or concrete. And do it for a half hour or so. Be aware of how you feel before and how you feel after as far as pain and stress is concerned. This should give you a really good idea of the power of reconnecting with the earth and why it's so important for us to get outdoors and stay in touch with nature. Let me know how this experiment works out for you. I'd really like to hear about it. And since we're talking about connecting, have you left a review in iTunes yet? It helps other people find the show and it keeps me motivated. It's super easy. If you're listening on an Apple device using the podcast app, just click on the artwork to see the show notes. Click the link, leave a rating and review in iTunes, and jot down your thoughts. It's that simple. Or visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/ground to leave a review and for links to everything we talked about today and more information on getting started with earthing. I'll also have an affiliate link in the show notes where you can find earthing sheets, mats, and other devices for helping you stay connected while you're indoors. Also, be sure to get your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my morning Tabata workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to get your day started off on the right foot. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.